When little bears spend every nickel and penny, the trouble with money is they never have any. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. How's everybody doing? It's been a while. I took a break for a couple of weeks to sort of refresh my batteries, rejuvenate, and take a look at where we've been and where we're going in the upcoming months, years, weeks. I don't know how long this is going to last, but it was good. It was good to sort of step away from everything. I know you guys missed me. I know that every day you rushed to your podcaster machine and wondered where the next episode was. I left you dangling, and I'm sorry. You know, that's really my fault. But we're back. And I wanted to take a deep breath and relax into our latest episode. We're going to be covering a book, The Berenstain Bears, Trouble with Money. But first, I wanted to talk about bear country. We haven't really talked about bear country in a while. And I got to thinking that I was missing it. I was really missing a few aspects of the show that we haven't touched on in a really long time. And the white elephant in the room, or I guess it's not the white elephant, that's the kind of sale or gift exchange, I think. The elephant in the room is a little character you and I know as Brother Bear, formerly known as Small Bear, and he used to kind of be the focus of this entire show. We talked a lot about Small Bear from his early days as a hanger-on of Papa up to his discovery of his own strengths as a leader of the Bear Scouts, all the way up through the birth of Sister Bear and his reformation as the older brother character of the book. We saw him develop leadership skills. We saw him stop taking guff from Papa. We saw him become a hero in his own story. And we got to explore the mysterious underworld of Brother Bear's dream country. And you know what we haven't seen in a long time in this show? Brother Bear's dream country. And I'm going to make a New Year resolution to rectify that. I'm going to find some more of Brother Bear's dream country to go into, because it's been a long time. We don't know what's going on in there. There are literally other realities attached to Bear Country that we have been completely lax about exploring. I want to get back into the weirdness. I want to go back into the underbelly of Bear Country. I want to find out what's going on with these bears. Why are they there? Why are they bears? Why am I doing this show? What's the purpose of this? So, for all of you who are listening and are so happy that I'm back, thank you. It's 2016, actually. By the time this goes out, it's going to be 2016. It's a fresh new year. I hope you enjoyed your black-eyed peas and champagne, and that you kissed a person at midnight. I don't know where I'm going with this, but more power to you. New year. And with the new year, we start thinking about things. We start thinking about our families. We start thinking about if we have children. We start thinking about their well-being. We start thinking about who we are as people and how we are going to better ourselves. And one of the big things we think about as we enter the new year is money. Where does it come from? Why do we need it so much? Why do we love it? What can we do about it? How do we get more of it? Money. It is, for some, the love of it, it is the root of all evil. For others, it is the answer to all of life's problems, money. And you know who thinks about money? The Berenstain Bears and the Trouble with Money. Now, this book is from 1983, and it feels like every book we've been doing has been from 1983. This has to have been a banner year for Stan and Jan Berenstain. They must have been pumping these things out like crazy. Demand was high. The artwork is still impeccable. I can't begin to describe how just amazing this book's still look here in the early part of the 1980s. Reagan's in office. The space program is still something that we look forward to hearing about all the time. That's pretty much all I know about the early 80s. I was very young. There was a guy named Reagan, and there was a space shuttle. So, and in the middle of all that, the bears were developing troubles with money. And what is the trouble with money? Are we gonna talk about, is this gonna be about, you know, like Papa Bear goes into debt, or, you know, Mama Bear discovers that someone's been funneling funds out of the bear savings? Nope. We're bringing it back to the kids. This is about Brother and Sister Bear and their bizarre interests and their inability to spend money on things wisely. Now, Brother and Sister Bear, They are well steeped in Bear Country lore and Bear Country geography, and they enjoy spending time together. They do things like picking flowers. They know how to navigate the mountain regions of Bear Country to go observe sunrises and sunsets. I assume that they wake up very early in the morning some days just to climb a mountain and go watch the sunrise and then stay all day just to watch it set on the other side of Bear Country. They are wise to the ways of the best flowers and the best berries, and they know where all the best honey is. I guess Brother Bear, having learned from Papa Bear's mistakes, now maps out the best honey trees. He doesn't have to go hunting for them anymore. This is a big change in the way the bears live and the way the bears do business. Papa Bear used to behave like a bear. He would follow a bee and find its hive. Not so Brother Bear. This is an innovative young man, and he is teaching his sister the lessons he has learned, because there are many honey trees, and Brother Bear knows where they are. And these are Berenstain honey trees, by the way, the big, fat, strange, no trees look like this kind of trees. And Brother Bear has found a wonderful place to enjoy the waterfall from back behind the waterfall. And so they're pretty well steeped in how Bear Country lives, but they don't understand how money works. They blow it on everything, on honey cakes and, doodads and doohickeys at the mall. Whenever they get their hands on it, when they do a good deed for someone or chores, they get, a few dollars from Papa Bear. They go and just immediately blow it. And I guess to me, they're behaving like kids. They're behaving the way kids behave when they get their hands on a few bucks. And that's fine to me, but not so to Mama and Papa Bear. They consider the cubs spendthrifts. They think that they need to learn how to manage their money. And so Mama Bear says, I think the cubs they need to have an allowance so they can learn how to manage their money. And Papa Bear thinks the kids are just way too young to start learning about money management. But, of course, it's, Mama Bear's idea. But and what happens is the cubs decide they want to play a video game at the mall. Now, for those of you who are listening who are younger than me, a long time ago, we had what we call a mall culture. And that is the culture that is centered entirely around large shopping areas known as malls. They still exist. Apparently, according to think pieces, nobody goes to them anymore, but they are interior spaces filled with stores. And when I was a kid, every mall had its arcade. Now, growing up as I did in Spring, Texas, the arcade at the Willowbrook Mall was Aladdin's Castle. And mall arcades were amazing things. They were this sort of like island of seediness in the middle of what is supposed to be a family oriented area, because they behaved like Atlantic City boardwalk arcades. Like, you're in the middle of the food court, you're enjoying your Sparrow, you walk into the Aladdin's Castle, and it is suddenly dark. It's musty. The floor is filthy. There's a large, angry-looking man in a stained T-shirt behind the counter, reluctantly handing out tokens to the kids who are coming to play games. There's a couple of older teens who look ready to pummel anyone who gives them a bad look. There's some prizes behind a counter in case you wanted to play one of the games that gives out tickets, even though no one ever seemed to. In the back, there's a few old pinball machines, but who's playing pinball machines when you can go enjoy Galaga? Maybe if you're lucky, they have a Pac-Land machine, Super Pac-Man. As you get a little older, there was a real Ghostbusters game that was just amazing. You could play the Ms. Pac-Man, Pac-Man, Q-Bert, Pac-Rat. Later on, there were like the Nintendo machines, so you could play versus Super Mario Brothers. You could play Excite-Bike. That was a big one. Marble Madness. Yeah, any of those games. When I was really young, oh man, you would go into an arcade, and if you were lucky, they had Dragon's Lair. And those things cost 50 cents to play. 50 cents to play Dragon's Lair. But man, that was... Laserdisc technology, and we did not understand how you could play a cartoon. It was just so amazing. So that was the mall arcade, and you would go and you'd beg a few bucks off your parents, you'd blow it immediately, and you'd walk out fulfilled because you played video games, and you certainly couldn't play anything like this at home, let me tell you. I mean, you may have had Atari 2600 at home, but the Atari 2600 version of Space Invaders or Joust was nothing like the one you're going to find at your arcade. And yeah, maybe there are one or two machines at the Gerlins down the street, but it just wasn't the same. No, going into an arcade was an experience, and the Cubs know this, and they really want to play this exciting new game called Astro Bear at the arcade. barricade. So they run home and they demand money from their parents. And for some reason, that's what sets Papa over the edge. Now, I don't know if it's just because the Cubs are demanding money or if it's maybe because Papa has some bad ideas about what an arcade is or what it may be leading his children to. Let's think about this. Papa was as we learned later on, Papa was a little bit of a troubled youth. He had trouble in school. He had trouble with authority. Maybe he had some experiences at whatever his version of arcades were. I'm going to assume it was some sort of a penny arcade. Maybe he was lured into one by the promise of excitement and of sights beyond his imaginings, and he paid a penny and looked into one of those old movie viewing machines where you put your eye up to the thing and you watch like a 10-second reel of like man climbing ladder, and you know there's lines around the block to see like a silent reel of someone like sawing a board. And maybe he paid his penny and someone said, "Hey kid, you wanna look in this one over here that all the other kids are looking at, or you wanna look at this special one over here in one of the machines we call the ooh la la machines." So he put his eye up to him, and what did he see? He saw a young woman maybe rolling up a stocking, and he realized that these were dens of iniquity. And after that, he decided to go on the straight and narrow, but he could never get that image out of his mind of that bear rolling up the stocking of her leg. And so in his mind, the arcade has always been a place you go that will change you, that changes a bear, that changes a cub. And so he's wanted to keep his kids away from that. So even though it's behind this veneer of wanting to teach them about money, I think there's more going on. I think maybe in the past, Bear Country has had an arcade problem. Maybe some sort of a swindler came through town and convinced the Bear Country that arcades were the devil's playground, and that they needed to invest in some sort of a marching band instruments to improve the town's morale. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Could be that. But Papa gets furious and he says, "Money doesn't grow on trees, you know. I'm not made of money." And the Cubs have apparently never heard these expressions before, even though I would say Brother Bear is, you know, he's probably like 7 or 8 at this point. But they imagine Papa Bear made of money and a tree made of money. And Papa Bear just gets extremely upset. He says, "Video games! There was no such thing as video games when I was a cub! I didn't know what money was until I was almost grown!" He's very upset about these video games, because remember, to him, the arcade is still a place where you see vile images, young ladies adjusting their stockings, or showing a bit of hem, or maybe a film of a man falling down and losing his hat, and the shock of seeing a hatless man walking through the street was too much for young Papa Bear. He stands up suddenly and his chair tips over and he's furious and he's yelling, "They must earn their money! That's what life is about! Working, earning money, saving for a rainy day!" And brother and sister are kind of freaked out because Papa's really getting upset about all this, but the Cubs decide, "All right, well, if he's going to scream about it, let's go earn some money." Now remember, they know where all the good stuff is. Brother Bear knows where all the good flowers are, so they go and they pick all the good flowers and sell them. And business is good. They know where all the good berries are, so they go pick all the good berries and they sell them, and business is very, very good. They start giving tours of Bear Country, showing all the great sights to see, and they start making more money that way. They start minding other people's pets for 10 cents an hour. The money is pouring. They make maps of all the honey trees. Where's the good honey? Well, we'll show you where the good honey is. "Papa, you want us to go out and earn our living? We're going to take our knowledge and turn that into dollars," Brother Bear might be thinking. Sister Bear seems to just be going along for the ride, but she's learning. She's becoming a shrewd business person herself. And Brother Bear is selling the secrets of Bear Country. Remember, Papa Bear used to have to follow a single bee. In the very first Berenstain Bear adventure, Papa Bear followed a single bee across the country just to find a drop of honey, and today his own son, his flesh and blood, the very bear he has saved the life of several times, the very bear who he has kept out of the penny arcades, has kept away from the hatless gentleman, has kept away from the woman with the stockings, has sold maps to the family secrets, and that is too much. That is too much. And he says, "Those honey trees are a family secret. The Cubs don't understand that some things are more important than money. They are caring too much about money now. They're turning into greedy, selfish little misers right before our eyes." And you see this drawing of brother and sister just lording over piles of cash, bills, and copper pennies and silver nickels. Just this look in their eyes like, "Mwahaha, so much money in my claws." And he says, Papa Bear says, "Cubs, we're going to have another talk." But then what do the bears do? What do these cubs do? Do they say to their father, "No, father, we are in charge now. We are the money holders. We are in charge of this family. It is us, those who hold the most funds in their bear claws, who have control over what happens to bears. We are now the rulers of bear country. We know how to make money. It is an endless supply of dollars and coins for young cubs. You have no say in our future anymore, father. Sit down. Sit in your chair. We will..." No, they don't say that at all. Instead, they take all the money they've earned and they give it to their papa. They give it to their papa. And they say, "We thought if we made some money for you, you wouldn't have to worry about it so much. We hope it's enough." And Papa Bear is speechless. He is embarrassed. He was wrong about his children. He was wrong about their motives. He was wrong about who they were. Does he know his own children? No. Does he understand money? No. He thinks money has become the root of evil in their lives. It has become a source of benevolence. That is what the bear cubs learned about money. They learned that money is a way to buy love into another person's heart. You give them money. You give them the money you have earned, and they will forgive all of your transgressions. And Papa Bear is overwhelmed. He is ashamed of himself. And Mama Bear takes the cubs and she says, "You know what? We do worry about money. But Papa's worried about you. He wants to make sure you understand there's more to know about money than how to spend it." And Papa Bear says, "Hey, you know that allowance idea you had? Let's start doing that. Instead of making our kids go out and earn money, which they've already proven they know how to do, let's just hand it to them." And Mama Bear says, "Let's go to the bank first and put this money away. It can be your nest egg." And she teaches them a little bit about interest, but it doesn't really go anywhere. She says, "The bank will pay you for leaving your money there. It's called interest." And then the next day, you know what they do? They go to the arcade. And there's a shot of Papa Bear looking into the arcade. Now, the dialogue says, "Say, that looks interesting," said Papa when he saw the Astro Bear game. "Let's give it a try." But the look on his face is one of extreme hesitation. Papa's about to make a choice. He's about to walk through the doors of this arcade. And remember, this is not a fun, brightly lit children's area. This is a seedy, dark, sometimes smoky area of the mall. But he sees what his children love, video games. And he decides to give it a shot. So he walks in. And what happens? He ends up with the low score. But he says, "You know, we didn't have video games when I was a cub. Will you give me another chance at this sometime?" "Anytime at all," said brother and sister, giving their papa a great big hug as mama looks on admiringly. Let's talk about the bears. Let's talk about this family. Let's talk about the trouble with money. What was the trouble with money? The trouble with money was the kids didn't understand where it came from. And what did they learn? They learned where it came from. They learned really quickly. This is the fastest I've ever seen someone learn how to make money. The cubs immediately, let's see what the lesson here is. One of the lessons is, how do you make money? Identify what you're good at. Identify what you know and monetize it. Find the things that it's your special talent, your special knowledge, something you have that no one else has, and then charge people for access to that. You know where the best flowers in town are? Go to the place where the best flowers are, cultivate them, capture them, possess them, then sell them to your neighbors. You know where the best berries are? Get to those berries first, possess them, sell them to the neighbors. That is what you do. You know where the best trees are? Do not tell anyone. Sell them that knowledge. Knowledge is money in bear country. That's what the cubs have learned. Knowledge is money. And the mama and papa realize the cubs know how to earn money. They're not worried about that now. What are they worried about? They are worried that the cubs are going to go even further with that. You see, you're not supposed to learn this kind of thing until you're an adult. You're not supposed to know how to easily go out and make money. I still don't know how to do it. I don't have talents like Brother Bear does. Where's my version of the best flowers? What's my version of the best berries? Where are my honey trees? I don't know where any honey trees are. Realistically or metaphorically, I don't know where honey trees are. I don't have honey trees in my life. I can't lead you there. I can't draw a map. I can't take you on a tour of my bear country. I have no bear country. Oh, you want to come to my house and take a look around? You're not going to pay me 10 cents to do that. Nope. You're going to expect me to offer you a drink. I can't monetize that. I cannot monetize that. But Brother Bear and Sister Bear could. And Mama and Papa realized that. It took Papa Bear many years to become a good furniture maker and start a business. It took Mama Bear many years to... Well, we haven't gotten to the part where she starts making money yet. But I bet she knows how. And we're going to find out about that. Nope. We haven't gotten to that part yet. But the parents see that and they get scared. And they say, you know what? We do not want our kids making money. Let's just give them some money. Let's give them an allowance. And Brother and Sister Bear say, you know what? This is even better. Because what's better than going out and earning money? Having somebody hand you money simply for continuing to exist. What's the trouble with money? The trouble with money is you have to earn it. That's what I've learned. And I've learned that bear country is full of bears who don't know their own country. Bear country is filled with bears who can't find their own honey, who can't pick their own flowers, who can't pick their own berries. Bear country is filled with incompetence. Brother and sister are the smartest bears in bear country. That's the trouble with money. Cream rises to the top. I don't know what that means, but the cream rises to the top. And that's where we're going to leave it. Brother and Sister Bear. If you want to see the cover of this book, it has Brother and Sister Bear approaching their piggy bank with a hammer and the most evil looks on their faces that I've ever seen. And Mama and Papa are worried. And that piggy bank is pretty worried, too. They've anthropomorphized it enough that it looks terrified of the hammer that Brother and Sister are about to smash it with. The end pages are beautiful. It's Papa holding out his pocket saying, I don't have any money. But the border is the bear family in each of the corners, a member in each of the corner. And it kind of looks like a dollar bill. Clever. Trouble with money. Dollar bill. I still like the illustrations. The lines, the outlines are getting a little heavier, which to me is a sign that we're about to take a shift into a different art style. I don't know if this has to do with whoever was doing the brushwork at the time, but the outlines are a little heavier. I still love the watercolor look. There's some beautiful picture of the sunsets and the sunrises. Bear Country still looks great. There's a nice waterfall shot. Things are a little simpler, but the layouts are still interesting. They still keep it interesting. Things move across the page pretty well. I like the way the arcade looks. There's only a couple of shots of it. I love the father made of money. I love the money tree. It's a good book. I always think this is one of the books that I don't like when I see it because boring money. But whenever I pick it up and reread it, it's actually a pretty good book. It's quick and it shows brother and sister. It doesn't teach the lesson you think it's going to teach. You think they're going to be reluctant about going out and making money, but nope. One page takes exactly one page and they're out earning some cash. So the Berenstain Bears, Trouble with Money. I always want to say the Berenstain Bears and the Trouble with Money, but it's not. It's the Berenstain Bears, possessive, Trouble with Money. It is their trouble with money. It's not the Berenstain Bears and the Trouble with Money, because money does not have trouble that exists separate of the person who possesses the money. So money is not troubling. The trouble with money is not a thing. The Berenstain Bears have trouble with money. They each have their own trouble. Mama and Papa, they don't know how to earn enough of it. Brother and sister, they know how to earn too much of it. So, thank you for joining me again for Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez. I'm out there on the internet. You can go and find me. I'm on iTunes. I am on Facebook. Wait. I am on iTunes. Yes, I'm on iTunes. Go to iTunes. You're listening to this somehow. Maybe you're listening it to on iTunes. If you are, go to our page on iTunes and say, click on the thing. And when it says, what do you think about this show? Click on the big 5 stars. I don't know if it goes up to 5 stars. Whatever's highest, click the highest. And then say a little review about it. Say, this is the best. This is the best show ever. And I missed it so much when he was gone for 2 weeks. I didn't know what to do. And then it came back and I could feel again. I could love again. I could function again. You can also visit us at berenstainbearcast.wordpress.com. That's the blog where sometimes we post pictures and stuff from the show. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at bstainbearcast on Twitter. Just get on Twitter. Shout at me. You can also write to me, email me at berenstainbearcast@gmail.com. It's, I'll check it. I'll get that email. someday, maybe. And so do that. I would love to hear from you. I would love to know what people are thinking about us. Go on Facebook, like the page, and leave a comment there or yell at me or something. I don't know. Post a picture of yourself, maybe. That'd be pretty cool. Let me know that people are out there, because I know people listen to this because I've heard from them. But I bet there's a lot more who aren't telling me they listen to it. So what is our next book? I don't know. It's going to be in Bear Country, and it's going to be about the Berenstain Bears. So please join me when I discuss it, because I'll be waiting for you right here, deep in Bear Country.